All right, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'll bring us in.
Convictions to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
What's up, everybody? Stephen Bobo here, Bozilla, if you will. We're back again in the kelp with we have Danielle, Dollface, whoever you want to call her this week. And we have our good friend Danny's back on here to talk about some more stuff. And that's how we're going to roll today. So they're going to be them two. I might key in every so often, but guys, go ahead and listen up. These guys, they're going to handle it right. So let's go.
All righty, Mr. Kilgore. We got a choice today. We can go deep and talk about this executive order that was just supposedly signed today. We could talk about all this mask regulation, or we can be completely easygoing today and talk about no Ohio State football this season. Where you want to go today, sir?
Well, I think Jim Jordan's already lost his cool on Ohio State football not playing this year.
Okay.
Go with the unconstitutionality of the executive orders that were signed. Trump really doesn't have the power to do what he's trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It just seems to me like he's just taken this whole – he has mistaken president – for king.
Yeah. That's what he's always been trying to do, is become a king. But
mm-hmm.
he can't. And he's also trying to save face at the moment because he's losing in the polls. Like, his polls are tanking. And everything he's tried to do, tried to spin with the economy, hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right now, if the coronavirus went away by Election Day, we would be looking at the numbers of employment numbers that we had 2009, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the millions of jobs that were created and all that GDP growth through both Obama's two terms and
mm-hmm.
the last 3 years of the Trump administration have been completely obliterated.
Yeah.
GOP
yeah.
is down by over 33%. Inflation has skyrocketed. Cost of medication has skyrocketed. And
mm-hmm.
he's trying to save face right now, doing whatever he can with the flashy showman that he is.
Mm-hmm.
But yet.
That is a whole lot nicer than what I've been calling him, but okay. I mean, to me, it boils down to he's an attention whore. I'm sorry.
That
he is. And he's trying to do like he did last time and buy the election, this time by using the American people.
Yeah. Well, time he had some help. He didn't just buy
mm-hmm.
it. He made a deal with the devil to win it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
This time around, yes, we know Russia's meddling. Mm-hmm. And he's flat out asked China to help him. But yet he's still losing dramatically. Even his own people are turning against him. The Constitution clearly states that Congress has the power and the authority to collect taxes and decide how tax money is spent. When he tried to create a payroll tax holiday, it's supposed to temporarily postpone paying payroll taxes, but yet you still have to pay those taxes. So you won't see that money come out of your paycheck, but come tax time, you have to pay that same amount anyway.
Exactly.
Then he's trying to say he's going to make it permanent, which he doesn't have the power to do, and also promising if he wins re-election, he's going to completely get rid of Social Security and Medicare, which is something that he swore he would never touch, but yet
here we are
now publicly stating he's going to remove it, then says that Biden would do something much more worse to the Social Security program. Like,
which we all know is not true. It seems the absurdity of the whole situation is what got me. It's like in the larger picture of the whole thing is, like you said, he is tanking. He's tanking among his own people. He's his own party. He's tanking amongst the 1%, even the 0.5%. He's basically he's swimming against the current, but he's swimming against the current with one water wing. And it kills me that the people that are not seeing this, these people that are still running around in those blasted red hats, are the ones that are going to need the Medicare and the Social Security the most. And it's kind of like, when are you going to open your eyes? Are you so caught up in his romanticization of the 50s about with this whole let's make America great again, the 50s and 60s when segregation was legal and black people knew their place and so on and so forth. He's so stuck in his romanticization of this that, and he's taken along all these little blind people with him, that they're not willing to see their own destruction around the corner. Like, it's like we said before, that whole stimulus that he sent before, while we were getting it, we were all saying the same thing. He's going to get that money back one way or the other. What is he trying to do? Get that money back by cutting Medicaid and Social Security. But then, on top of that, then he wants to sign this executive order about this $400, but only $300 is coming from federal aid, which he's taking from programs like FEMA. Like, we can really afford that right now with wildfires and all kinds of stuff jumping off and an earthquake that just hit North Carolina.
We're also in the middle of hurricane season.
Exactly, but he's talking about taking this $300 out of FEMA and then making the states be responsible for that other $100.
Which Governor DeWine says that the state of Ohio can't afford to pay in $100. It would bankrupt the state. And there's several other states facing the exact same
can't
problem.
Afford it. Exactly. What's Alabama supposed to do? What's Louisiana, who's still reeling from Katrina? What are they supposed to do? All because he's so desperate trying to win an election that really he's already lost. I mean, I'm telling you, if on that Tuesday in November, if all of a sudden Corona became extinct, he could not. I'm sorry, unless something catastrophic happens like the zombie apocalypse or Jesus comes back, it is not going to happen.
No, it's not. And
he's trying to buy it, and it's not going to work.
No.
Because like you said, it's
right
unconstitutional.
Right now, Trump's followers are like a cult mentality. It's like the Nazi Party. Like, the fanatical love for Hitler was insane. Like, you had people literally doing everything they could. They convinced children, 5, 10, 8 years old, to enlist in the Hitler Youth, and they were the last line of defense to protect the Reichstag when the Russians invaded Berlin. That's what his group remind me of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're trying to him voting, like the importance to vote, like voting by, if you're sick and you can't make it to the polls, request an absentee ballot. I shared that information on Facebook of how to do it, and someone commented on it saying, like, no, that's a violation of my right to vote. We should not have to vote by mail. We have to go to the poll. And I'm like, wait a minute. How does requesting an absentee ballot violate your right to vote?
Exactly, exactly.
Then
it's like you said, it's cult-like status, where you want to holler at them, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Then you got more people that are doing the exact same thing, and that's even worse. And I just can't fathom how it's even happening in America.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're trying to figure out is there like 40% of a country that has concussions? What has happened?
Well, I think,
you know, I mean,
part
think
of it,
about it
has to come through social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't check anything, and they don't really check it. The whole fact check feature is something relatively new, and even then, they don't fact check everything.
No.
So there's
constantly
stuff slipping through the cracks.
Well, it's instantaneous news, and I use the term very loosely. Where it's whatever grabs your attention first must be the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever fancy shots fired or razzle dazzle one can drum up is all of a sudden truthful, and that's not the case. It's become less about policy and more about showmanship.
Yep.
And, you know, when you think about it, we have a reality star running the country, a man that has filed for bankruptcy 11 times. The only thing that has ever kept any of his businesses afloat is daddy's money. His mother called him a fool.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, it's like, for somebody that wants to make America great again and take it back to how it was, wasn't it all about family back then? And do we ever see or hear about his youngest son? Do we ever see or hear him show any kind of affection to his wife?
Nope.
At all.
She swats his hand away.
We were supposed to be making America great again, and it was all based on family.
And the whole buy American, make American. But his trade war and tariffs have made it almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, China's paying for it. Like, no. The cost of basic necessities have almost tripled.
Exactly.
Like, a can of soup that used to be 50 cents is now $1.50.
Exactly, exactly. Here's the other thing. He wants to talk about make American, buy American, trade American. But I'm sorry, his line of $80, $90, $100 ties and dress shirts.
China.
If anybody has one, look at the back of it. Where was it made? In China. But aren't we, you know, this man is a walking contradiction.
Even his campaign flags and hats and shirts are all made
China.
In China.
Exactly. So, I mean, for him, I mean, he's trying to put the hip in hypocrite, and he's still coming out a fool.
Mm-hmm. When I was running for office, there was a bill proposed
and I do hope
to make sure that any American flag sold in the United States was made in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, there was a lot of people that thought every American flag was made here in the U.S. And I'm like, if you look at it,
no.
But they made a mm-hmm. point to make it that a certain percentage of the materials used to make the American flags had to come from the United States. And ultimately, that's what ended up passing. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? You want the American flag to be made in the United States, then you turn around and rewrite the bill to make it like 25% of the flag is made by U.S. material. Like,
well, I guess the flag is an immigrant too, because none of us are 100% American except for the Native Americans. So I guess the flag is kind of true to form.
Yeah, but even if you're looking at it that way, the Obama administration made so many strides to try to right some of the wrongs that we had caused on the Native Americans. Like he's the first sitting president to sit down with the tribal leader. I could be wrong, but he still made the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's stupidity over this whole coronavirus thing, it has decimated Indian tribes.
Yes, it has.
There are more Native Americans dying of COVID-19 than any other group.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they don't get talked about.
Mm-mm. It's the Trail of Tears all over again.
People of color, like African Americans, Latino, Asian,
mm-hmm.
Korean, they're
mm-hmm.
dying at a higher rate than white people are. And again, no one really talks about it too much. But if you look at the fine detail point, those that are dying have a lower income than those that
mm-hmm.
are living.
So thus,
and
is that to give the message that if you have a lower income, if you don't have as much status, then you are less valuable in this country?
That's the way it looks right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm sorry, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, 9 times out of 10, it ain't a llama.
Got a really good disguise. But there's so many things we can unpack about this egotistical, narcissistic, misogynistic, homophobic, Islamophobic.
Mm-hmm. And apparently he's
scared
of the
man with the biggest orange tan I've ever seen in my life that has
mm-hmm.
a jiu-jitsu glued to the top of his head that doesn't seem to understand the concept of, if you want to make things better for people, you have to be willing to work with people. You can't just walk into a room and say, this is what I want to do, and just walk out and expect something to get done. But yet,
mm-hmm.
there's no instructions. There's no detail. There's no layout.
No.
Things in government don't happen that way. Heck, even things in construction don't work out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the man was supposedly a real estate mogul. If he was a real estate mogul, he should know what all it takes to build something. But he has no clue.
Nothing. The thing about it is he's so used to Donnie says do it and it gets done. He doesn't know how it gets done. He has no idea of the process of how it gets done. Just before I say this, Danny, when's your birthday? Just roll with me here.
It's in February.
Okay, so you're not a Virgo. Here we go. Bo and I, we had this joke about there's a certain sign, the Virgos, and we know this from personal experience, how things happen and we're supposed to make it work, and the people around them are supposed to just make it work. This seems to be a lot of how Mr. Trump, and I use the term Mr. because it's a term of respect, very loosely, this is how he functions. He makes decisions, and everybody else is meant to scramble to make it work. He did this in the business world. and now he's doing this with the country. Now, the difference between the business world and the country is, in the business world, okay, a couple thousand people might lose their jobs. But in this arena, the political arena, when you are supposed to be the commander of chief and basically supposed to be the person we look to for leadership for our country, you're leading us and leaving us to the wolves. And in such an attitude mm-hmm. as this, people's lives are on the line. And yet he's still the petulant toddler, still crying because his toy won't light up for him anymore.
Yeah. And this is something that I, looking at all the facts and figures and the numbers, they're projecting that by December, 300,000 Americans are going to die of COVID.
Oh, man.
And Trump is saying it is what it is.
Exactly.
And that then other people are touting that the job numbers were great. We added 10 million jobs. I'm like, but you didn't create 10 million jobs. It's just those people got rehired from jobs they already
exactly.
had because they had been laid off. That's a completely
mm-hmm.
different thing. Then you have
that's
people like Congressman Steve Stivers, who I was running against, well, wanted to run against, but I lost the primary, who decides, we're in the middle of a global pandemic. I'm going to host a virtual town hall on how to buy a home.
Okay.
And I'm just like, really? This is the town hall you decide to host? The 15th Congressional District has the highest poverty rate of any district in the state. It has four of the highest poverty rates. Four counties that have the highest poverty rates in the entire state, period, has the highest rate of unemployment. And yet,
but
he's hosting a town hall on how to buy a home.
Mm-hmm. So,
like,
we all, because they can just forget eating.
Like,
let's buy a four-bedroom house.
Yeah. And I'm like, people that are facing evictions, foreclosures,
mm-hmm.
can't put food on their table. And you're wanting to teach people how to buy a house in the middle of a recession, in the middle of a pandemic. You haven't done a damn thing to try to fix it. You keep bragging about stuff that are going great, but yet what's going great? You have Athens County that has a poverty rate of, I believe it was 22%. Then you have Hawking County with a poverty rate of almost 27%, another county with a poverty rate of 24%, and another one with 19%.
But we're buying
nowhere else in the state has poverty rates that are above 10. And all of them are within District 15. And those are the things he brags about. And I'm like, there are so many people in the GOP that have gone with, let's see where it goes. He's a businessman. We can try to control it. We can try to control the messaging. But even then, the numbers are not good.
No, they're
the,
not.
The face of it is not good. Like, we shouldn't have to rely on, we got food banks that are overwhelmed. But demand.
Mm-hmm.
We have inadequate testing. Hell, the governor had a contradictory test.
Three times.
A false positive, then he ended up getting tested so many times it's come back as being negative now. But still,
mm-hmm.
we don't have adequate testing. We don't have adequate contact tracing. We got hospitals that are running out of beds, PPE, and yet you're talking about helping people buy homes.
It just
and
shows
then you
just
have,
how out of touch.
Yeah, then you have Trump talking about, well, I'm gonna give you $300. We're gonna give you $400, but 25% has to come from these states. So at least you will still get your benefits. It's not as much as you was getting. But yet, here's at least something to help you get by. But yet, that still doesn't help the millions of other people that were relying on something other than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, they converted the convention center into an eviction court to try to help process all the pending eviction cases.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's completely and utterly unfathomable.
Mm-hmm.
Granted,
like I work for an apartment complex, and during all of this, now mind you, during the pandemic and everything, no, we were not working from home. Yes, we were still required to report to work during the height of the pandemic. I was still doing tours because I was required to. But we were still giving three-day notices and eviction notices and things like that. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, if everything's shut down to the point where you can't even be at Walmart, 24-hour Walmart, when everything else is gone, Walmart still stands. Walmart is shutting down at 8 o'clock. So that means you can't even work third shift at Walmart. McDonald's is shut down. You can't even work at McDonald's. There's no place to even get a job. But you are being evicted. We're still doing three-day, you know, notices and stuff. And, you know, my coworker and I, we're looking at each other, and every time we printed one off, we were just like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Because what were you supposed to do? I mean, it's like if you're working, if you're used to putting in 40, 45, 50, 60 hours a pay period, 80 hours a pay period, 90 hours a pay period, and all of a sudden you're down to zippo because you were a server and they shut everything down. You know, it's basically this whole country has been thrown into chaos, and the best thing he can come up with is
hey, look at the keys, they're shiny.
Yeah, basically, exactly. You're shaking keys. You're shaking keys at a pit bull.
Yep.
And it's just about as effective. I mean, it's about effective as a screen door in a submarine.
Yeah.
You stupid. We got 2 minutes, guys.
All right. Thank you, Bo. This, and like I said, the unconstitutionality of this. I don't even know if that's a word, but it just sounds good right now. Thank you. it is bypassing everybody and everything and every policy that has been laid down as a foundation for this country because some man, and I use again that term loosely, is in panic mode.
Hey, guys, I got 90 seconds, but real quick, it just came across my phone. I don't know how true it is that they had to evacuate the White House to Trump down to the bunker again or the Oval Office because there were shots fired outside the White House and Secret Service shot and wounded a man. I don't know how true that is. I'm just reading about it now.
Are we surprised?
He was in the middle of his COVID press conference. And the Secret Service came in, escorted him out, and they said there was a shooting outside of the White House. Then after a while, he came back and finished the press conference after everything was done. They still haven't said what all happened, but that's what they did. Anytime there's something that close to the White House, it's protocol to move the president for safety.
Right. We're under a minute now, guys.
Okay. All right. Danny, please give people your information so they can visit or friend you or just can contact you if they've got anything. And I really cannot wait for you to run for office again because, dude, we need you, man. But give your information,
well,
darling.
I'm making plans for that now. You can reach me on Twitter, KilgoreOH15. And also, I still have my congressional page up on Facebook for Daniel Kilgore for Congress. I respond to as many tweets as I can and as many messages as I can on there. So feel free.
All right,
y'all. That's about a wrap. That's about a wrap, man. I want to say thank you for coming in. And also, ladies and gentlemen, Danny is going to be coming aboard the pipeline here pretty soon and being a member on side of the pipeline. So I'm so happy to have him aboard. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We've got another big show coming up on Friday. I think it's on Friday. But Friday, be looking on the page
Friday
and see what I'm saying. Friday 6:30, tune in. It's going to be another great show. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. So we're out of time.
Thank you, Danny.
You're
bye,
welcome.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.